I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Facial hair.
Nope. I'm already drunk.
Thoughts of rock like buttered rice. Oh, he don't know. So he chases them away, yeah.
Why are you chasing away the buttered rice?
The buttered rice? Not the butterflies, the buttered rice?
Why are you chasing away the buttered rice?
Man, Joey McIntyre notoriously dogs on grunge singers all the time. Because he's a classically chained theater and singer. And he just is not a fan of grunge and the sound that Eddie Vedder and Kurt Cobain made popular, which is to sound like you're singing with a bunch of marbles in your mouth.
Okay, hot take. Are you sure he wasn't just bitter?
Jealous? That grunge overtook pop away from him in the early 90s?
Yes.
It's honestly probably why.
That is my new hypothesis.
Yeah.
He's like, I am classically trained. I have so much more talent than you. Why do you think there are marbles?
Lots of rum like buttered rice.
I mean, we did this a while ago.
Years ago. This is season 10. This is like season 5 material.
No, I mean recently where I was singing like a 90s.
Oh yeah. Yes, we were just making up words.
Right. And I said the first two were fake, but the third one was real. You couldn't tell the difference between my fake song and my real song.
Oh, we should play Joseph's Band on the podcast. We could play the whole song and not get in trouble for
it. Nobody would get us in trouble.
You'd be like, "Oh, 5 followers on my Spotify group."
Yes.
Man.
Snapdragon is sleeping over there on my clean clothes. And that cat just like leaves chunks of hair wherever she goes. Why are you sleeping? I actually know exactly why she's sleeping over there. I just figured it out. I put my heated blanket over there and then I accidentally stepped on the thing and it turned on and she went and slept on the warm blanket, which is right by my clean clothes.
All right. There's a bunch of other misheard lyrics from other 90s songs. Do you want me to go through some of them?
Pick some of your favorite.
Well, I, so we did that bit long time ago, but these are different songs that I don't remember talking about or thinking that they were wrong. So there's Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way, you know. You are my fire, the one, that song, you know.
So
the part, the misheard lyric is, ain't nothing but a party, ain't nothing but a dance day. Can you name the right lyric?
Ooh, nope.
Let's play this game. You don't know those lyrics? Nothing but a heartache.
I did know heartache.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
I guess I did know those. I just couldn't put it together. And actually, I always hated that song. That song made me furious. And let me go on a rant. Let me tell you why I hated the most popular song of 1998. I don't know what year it was for real, but okay, around there. 99.
Number 1. Okay, back up the truck slightly. I didn't like the Backstreet Boys because all their songs were fucking slow. The only song I like of theirs is Backstreet's Back, and it was like literally the only fast song.
I'm the same way.
And then it had a cool ass video.
Yeah.
They're like,
I agree. I wanted dancey pop music, goddammit. Yep.
All right, your Backstreet Boy rant is?
But that one, okay, so that way there's two different that ways that he's referring to in the song, because he's saying, I want it that way. And then later says, I don't ever want to hear you say I want it that way. And I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? So he's saying, I think it's all misogyny. He's being like,
I don't ever want to hear you say I want it that way.
So he's saying, I want what I want, but you don't ever get to put up any boundaries and say what you want.
It's like the opposite of I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that.
I'll do anything for love, but I won't get vaxxed. I can't stop making fun of him. And it's, everybody was sad. And I was like, so he's a Trumper and anti-vaxxer. So 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Like, I couldn't stop. You guys, Meatloaf died and he was a Trumper anti-vaxxer, and I made fun of him a lot.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm reading Backstreet Boy lyrics. I don't understand why she can't ever say it that way, though. You are my fire, the one I desire. Believe me when I say I want it that way.
Right. Yep.
Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a heartache. Ain't nothing but a mistake. I never want to hear you say I want it that way. Am I your fire, your one desire? I know it's too late, but I want it that way. Is she trying to leave him?
I don't know, but it always seemed to me like he was being a whiny bitch.
Now I can see that we've fallen apart from the way that it used to be. No matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me, like, I love you. Tell me why. I think, yeah, they never revisit her and her opinions. It's all him. It's all them. Right. It's all one-sided.
And the only thing he says to her is, I never want to hear you say.
Yeah.
That way.
Huh. No. That's so, kind of a jacked up song now that you read the lyrics.
I was like, I hate this song. This song makes no sense.
It doesn't, now that I'm reading the lyrics and seeing punctuation. Like, she totally broke up with him, I think. This is my interpretation. She totally broke up with him, and he's not accepting it, and he wants her back. Mm-hmm. And you don't get to make that choice. I do it. Fucking weirdos. All right, song 2. We've talked about this one before. Alanis Morissette, You Oughta Know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Of the cross-eyed bear that you gave to me.
Yep, that teddy bear.
Cross-eyed teddy bear.
That teddy bear, his eyes are going towards his nose. That cross-eyed bear.
Of the cross-eyed bear.
No, cross-eyed bear.
Yeah. Yeah. Teen Spirit, a mulatto, hell if I know, I'm a skater, a burrito, yeah. A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido. I never thought my libido was a burrito. Are they mistaken the Weird Al lyrics for the Nirvana lyrics? Oombop. Did you know there were misheard lyrics in Oombop?
I didn't know there were lyrics. I thought the whole song was just scatting.
Oombop, they not my doo wop. I did not die doo wop. Did my doo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrating 30 years this year of Oombop. BT Dubs. Misheard lyric. You got through all the pain and strife and a day of acne gone so fast. The correct lyric is, you go through all the pain and strife, then you turn your back and they're gone too fast. A day of acne gone too fast. Hit me, baby, one more time. Can you remember any misheard lyrics on that one?
No.
Oh, baby, baby, the reason I breed is you.
scream.
Boy, you got me blasted. What?
Oh, okay.
The reason I breathe is.
I know it's breathe. I know that one. Oh.
Boy, you got me blinded.
Can we real quick go down the Brittany and Jamie Lynn?
Yes.
Discussion? Let's talk about this.
Side trip. Dude, right. Brittany's body is tight ass. Woo! If you ain't following her on Instagram, people, please go.
Just like posting thirst traps all the time.
All over it. She was nude last week. Nude except for a little heart covering her bits.
Good for her.
Toit.
Yeah. Whew. And she's real angry about shit. And I saw a thing that said,
I am here for it.
I saw a thing that was titled, "What Do We Do with Britney Spears' Rage?" And I was like, let her have it.
Let her do it. Let her be, man. Let her be. She dyed her hair purple. She's like, yeah, I know it sucks. I'm getting it fixed later.
Good.
I think she did it herself. You know, I think she did. It looked like it was Kool-Aid dye or something.
Good. Do it. She never got to do any of that fun shit.
I know. I'd be here for it. I am here for, I don't even want to call it a train wreck. I am here for the liberation of Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. For her ass to do whatever the fuck she wants to do on whatever social media platform she chooses.
Whatever.
More power to you, lady.
Not train wreck. Messy bitch shit. I am here for whatever messy bitch shit she decides.
I am here to watch the trauma manifest.
And support her every step.
Support her in every naked post.
Yeah. So you guys, Jamie Lynn Spears, her sister, has been making the talk show rounds.
Oh, fuck her.
I tried to help Britney.
No, you didn't.
And Britney's just like, fuck you. You were in on it. And Jamie Lynn's like, no, I wasn't.
Didn't she slap a cease and desist order on her sister?
Yeah because she said something about like Britney coming after her with a knife. Oh. And that was what the cease and desist was about, because Britney was being like, you're lying. You can't be going around telling lies. And Jamie Lynn wrote a book. And so she's been doing the book tour. So here is my hypothesis about what happened. This is what I think it was. And there was one of the articles where Jamie Lynn said something and I was like, see, I think I'm right here. So Britney got put under the conservatorship when she, Jamie Lynn, was 17 and pregnant. And mm-hmm. Jamie Lynn believed her family that this was the right thing for Britney.
Right.
Right.
Like you do when you're 17 and pregnant.
And she had her
not
own shit going.
Faulting her for that.
Nope. And she just never questioned it. Right. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I think happened. I don't think that she, Jamie Lynn, was like in on it with her parents or like benefiting financially from it. But I think that Britney sees now, like, my fans stepped up for me and fought tooth and nail for me to be out from under this thing. And what? My sister did nothing. My sister just sat there. So from Jamie Lynn's perspective, she didn't participate in it. But from Britney's perspective, she didn't like help her.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Because here's the thing, if you know something like that happened to someone who I was very close to and I thought it was unfair, I'd be like trying to talk to lawyers for them. I'd be like shuffling them money. I'd be trying to sneakily get them out of it. I'd be trying to get them the resources and shit. And Jamie Lynn didn't do that.
Yeah. She could have thought she'd be next if she tried to do anything. But yeah, whatever. You don't know. I don't know what you don't know.
We don't know what we don't know, but that is my hypothesis of how it all went down, is that Jamie Lynn started out young and clueless and then did not try to educate herself or figure out what was wrong with this.
Yeah.
And Britney is mad at her for not helping her more.
Yeah.
It's like the thing, like if you are neutral in the face of injustice. You've chosen the oppressor.
Right.
Right. Right. Jamie Lynn feels like she was neutral, but Brittany sees that as you sided right. with our parents.
Talk less, smile more. Don't let them know what you're against or what you're for.
But anytime more Britney Spears and Jamie Lynn drama shows up, I can't stop looking at it.
Right.
Every time I'm like, ooh.
What's I love this? It. What's yeah. This? All right. I'm ready. I'm going to make you hungry right. with this next lyric.
Let's go.
All that she wants is another bagel.
I do want another bagel. That never is all
once,
I want.
I never once thought it was bagel.
No, he's another baby.
She's gone tomorrow, boy. Oh, man. Oh, I can't sing this, but this is Metallica, Enter Sandman. Dreams of war, dreams of lies, dreams of dragon's fire, and of baked apple pie.
I mean, that, yeah, clearly.
The lyric is, and of things that will bite.
The one that still gets me to this day, and I think I've brought this up before, is that in Come Out and Play by The Offspring, when they yell in the background, I think it's drink your milk. I can only hear drink your milk. I forget what it really is. Drink your milk. We got to keep them separated. Like, I can only hear drink your milk. I can't remember what the lyrics are.
Lyrics.
And I used to sing it correctly back in the day. And then I found out that those were misheard song lyrics. And now I can only hear drink your milk.
Side note, Offspring's an amazing concert. You gotta keep them separated. When is the drink your milk?
It's right before you gotta keep them separated.
Like, and then in the very beginning?
I don't think so. No, I think it's right before the one where you start the main thingy. Right on time.
Take him out. You gotta keep him separated.
Yeah, that's
hey, right. Man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out. You gotta keep
drink your milk
separated.
Drink your milk.
Take him out. Hey, okay, don't pay no mind. Drink your milk. Hey, man, you talking back to me? Take him out. You gotta keep him separated.
Okay, but do you hear drink your milk?
I do kind of hear it now. Take him out. You gotta keep him separated.
Drink your milk.
Drink your milk. You gotta keep them separated. This is going down quick. I'm just a girl, a little hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, little old me. Ooh, Spice Girls. Slam your body down. The wine is all around. Slam your body down and wind it all around. Slam your body down and wind it all around. Slam your body down. The wine is all around. Fred Vogue. Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire, gingivitis everywhere.
Oh no, poor Ginger Rogers.
Right. Ginger Rogers, dance on air. Yeah, no. Oh, here is your favorite song, I'll Make Love to You by Boys to Men. Pour the wine like a child. The line is, light the fire. Not like the child, like the fire. I've never heard the lyric like this before.
Okay.
Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the hot dogs go up. Oh, by the way, when I laugh too hard, Zoom freaks out and just like goes silent because it's like, oh, I've been overloaded with noise. I must mute, self-mute. I've never heard hot dogs instead of my heart goes on. Oh, that was a good one. The hot dog goes on. All right, that was it for this particular article.
All right, well, that's I think that's plenty.
That was a nice belly laugh. A nice belly laugh. Any other ones come to mind for you?
Well, mine.
Off the top of your head.
I mean, I've brought this up before that I thought it was California. No doubt about it. California. No doubt about it. It knows how to party. And
knows
I
how to party.
I thought that until I was 31 years old.
I thought for like a drifter, I was born to walk alone from Whitesnake. Here I go again on my own. Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone. It's a twister, like a twister, I was born to walk alone. But they still both make sense. Drifter, yeah. Twister.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think California, no doubt about it, also makes sense.
Yes, I'm there with you on that one, too, to tell you the
California,
truth.
California, no doubt about
no
it.
No doubt about it.
In the city of
California,
LA.
California. No doubt about it. In the city.
Yeah.
Trayvon's rolling over right now.
We apologize for
dumb white girls.
We apologize for literally all of this.
All the things. speaking of hot trash pandas, wasn't that the cutest deck of tarot cards you've ever seen?
Yeah.
I want them so bad. I'm so upset they are so expensive.
It does suck.
The tower being a flaming dumpster,
I know,
was perfect.
I know.
I put this in the Discord and Karen was the first and only one to reply. It was like, oh my God, I am howling. She loves them so much. And I want to buy everyone a deck. But like, did you see the judgment card?
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
A cat judging us.
It was perfect.
It is so cute. $50 just for the deck though.
I know.
So well, upsetting.
Let me tell you a thing. You know this thing, but I think I have a lying broken tarot deck.
I don't think you have a lying broken tarot deck.
Okay, but I was already suspecting it before it straight up told you lies. I was already being like, is this tarot deck full of shit? I was already wondering it, and it told Shannon a straight up fucking lie.
Maybe it's Loki playing tricks on us.
I don't know, but I don't think I can use this deck anymore.
I'll stop using it for a little bit. I don't think there's anything wrong with the tarot deck being overly positive. Dear tarot, I am fine. How are you? Bitch, you ain't fine.
Okay.
You're right.
But real quick.
Dude, those three cards, like the other day, were hilarious. That's why I had to send them to you.
Yes.
Your tarot. I'm fine. How are you?
So when I did an interview with this deck, like, hey, tell me about yourself as a deck or something like that. Or what are your strengths as a deck? Or what do you do? It was something like that. And it was the devil card. And I was like, I don't really understand what that means in this context.
And
Shannon,
now you do.
It was straight up telling me I'm going to lie to you.
That's Loki, man. Loki's coming through you, to you, through your deck.
The fucking deck, man. There's a lot
in it. Trickster. The trickster's talking to you.
Gave me. It was,
you give him a little whiskey. You leave out that devil card. You give him some whiskey and you tell him go away. Leave you alone.
That deck is a liar.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
I haven't even been doing my daily like tarot. I haven't been doing my daily tarot stuff because my deck's been lying.
Well, I don't know which deck. Go back to the scary deck.
Maybe.
Do your drag queen deck.
I have two.
Yeah.
I don't even know which one to do.
Do the new one. I flipped through all the cards. I'm like, man, this bitch is judgy. So I was just like.
Yeah, I haven't. I looked through every single card of both of them. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I sent you two from the one that you didn't get. The Hermit was little pound cake.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that. And then the Lovers were Jujubee and no, it was Two of Cups. Two of Cups is often about like the same thing as the Lovers, but just on a smaller scale. Two of Cups is about working together in partnership, mm-hmm. whereas Lovers is about like partnership. So it was Two of Cups, and it was Jujubee and Raven from season one of All Stars when they had been a team the whole time. And then Rue was like, now you have to sing against each other. And they cried.
Yeah. Fuck off,
they
Rue.
They both cried.
Yeah,
that is the Two of Cups, and it's so good, and I love it so much.
That's perfect.
They love each other, then they cried.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have a lying tarot deck. You know what we have
a lying tarot deck.
should we bring
a deck to Florida with us?
Oh, I have my little RWS in a tin that goes in my purse all the time.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll bring my little deck. That one doesn't lie. We have not talked content in fucking forever. We haven't talked about content at all.
All right. Bring on the content.
All right. Book. Small Favors. My friend Erin Craig wrote it. I know her. I'm friends with her. It's incredible. I couldn't put it down. So Small Favors by Erin Craig. It's a young adult book.
Check.
All right. Check. Book of Boba Fett. What are you thinking?
It's good. It's been interesting. You complained that it was a long walk, but I'm here for the ride. So
I thought it was going slow at first, and now I'm more into it.
It's like an Amtrak ride. You know, we're just like tooling around the country, checking it out. I think we're finally caught up to speed though with the flashbacks.
Yes.
That only took half a season.
I was so pumped though when he was like, I need to buy some muscle. And she was like, you need to know where to look. And it started playing the Mandalorian theme. I was like, we're going to have some crossover shit. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Secret of Sulfur Spring season 2 just came out.
Oh.
We watched the first episode of that tonight as a family. Still delightful, still like pulls you along and scares you at the same time, even for like a children's family drama. So
creepy and time travel-y.
Yes. And now we're jumping between lots of decades, so the 30s, 70s, and the 2020s.
That's exciting. So, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was, let's see. I started rewatching Gravity Falls because I just love it and it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
I finally finished Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like finally done with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching A Discovery of Witches.
Oh yeah.
Which is good. It's been good. Discovery of Witches. So I would recommend that. I've been watching some Queer Eye because they had that drop early this month. So I've been picking up an episode of Queer Eye here and there.
Yes. Oh, did you see Jonathan Van Ness has Getting Curious on Netflix?
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited.
By the time this episode drops, that show will have dropped.
Yes.
Yes. I listened to that podcast. I listened to the Getting Curious podcast. It's really enjoyable. I liked it back in the earlier days when he didn't have quite as many famous people on, when it was really like, tell me about how what it's like to be a beekeeper.
Right. Right.
Right.
Now it's more probably politically charged and
it can
topical.
Be. It can be, but it also, like, he had like Christy Yamaguchi on and, mm-hmm. you know, like I liked it more when it was, you know,
beekeepers and neuroscientists. And he was just like, please explain to me why I'm dumb.
Yeah. All right. This is cool. Like January, some of these are still, so this is one says, do spiders exoskeletons go out of style? So this one, he clearly was talking to a spider expert. So that's cool. Brandy Carlisle, though, was the one right before that. What's the soundtrack of your life, Brandy Carlisle? So that's what it's like now, where there's still the cool beekeepers and spider exoskeletons. Mm-hmm. And oh, this one seems like it would be cool. It says, what's it like to be an ex-nun? Like, I will totally listen to that one. But like, we've got just like we've got famous people in there too, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm really excited to see the show. Because I love the podcast. I've listened to it for years.
Yeah. I'm excited. I saw it. I'm excited. I'm just kind of float. I've been reading a lot of trash novels.
Still lichen porn?
Yeah, still the lichen porn. This last one I literally just finished before we started recording was about a girl who mated with two wolves, and that's, you know, usually never heard of because they're very possessive, but the alpha and beta of a pack mated with the same girl. What are they gonna do? What do you think they did, Maggie? Did they fight it out, or did they become a throuple?
Ooh, yeah.
They became a throuple.
Of course they did.
It's oh my so god, sexy. Those sex scenes. Straight out of a porno. Let me tell you.
That's great.
I was like, oh, that's what an Eiffel Tower looks like in words.
You guys, you know, the famous visual media podcast. I just gave Sarah a high five.
I also picked up a new witch book. I actually purchased it, not just like I've been reading the free witch books through Kindle, but I bought The Witch in Every Woman. And it is by Jean Mills and Laurie Cabot. And the intro was interesting. It was kind of charged. It was reminded me of, like, I don't know, like if Gloria Steinem had written an intro for a book. It was very like, fuck these fucking patriarchs and everything they did to us and our ancestors and the history. We're taking it back. I mean, that's not exactly what they said, but that's the gist.
Right.
I was like, oh, I'm going to have to read this with a grain of salt after that. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. But yeah, everything we do today, whether you realize it or not, is all stems, you know, circle, circle, dot, dot. Now I got my cootie shot. I just literally blessed myself and did a protection spell on my arm.
Every time I tell somebody that I hate, that I hope their ice cream falls on the ground for the rest of their life.
You're hexing them. Yeah, you're cursing them. Yeah,
I'm cursing them.
I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever I say bounces off of me and sticks to you. Like, we've been teaching children how to curse each other since they were five.
There it is.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Protection spell.
Protection spell. Bam. Oh, speaking of, I did a little, I had a bad weekend. I probably fucking, I should have remembered Mercury was in retrograde. I had a bad weekend emotionally.
Wait, the exes just keep
coming.
Coming.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second.
Nope. That's all.
I did a calming offering on my altar. And I just kind of went around the house, and there were some clovers growing in my lemon plant. So I pulled some of those, and I got salt, like pink Himalayan crystal salt rocks, and peppercorns from my cabinet. And then I threw some essential oils in there, like essential oil sage and eucalyptus and lemon. And then I just kind of walked around the house and gathered all these little things, fresh lavender, and, you know, other bits and pieces here and there, you know, things that are, oh, real sage. And I just like put it on my altar, and I put a white quartz that I found in the ground on a hike, and I put a new pendulum I have on it, and I lit some candles, and I was just like, please help me calm down, please. You know, I dusted off that Cheeto dust. I was like, bitches, let's go. And then today, and so that was like Sunday. And then today I put it all in a little jar and I sealed it up.
Good.
So I made a spell jar with it. So, oh, tea, fruit tea, strawberry fruit tea. Because Freya likes strawberries. So I put strawberry fruit tea, got my clovers, salt and pepper. And then today I added some gems. I added rose quartz, fluorite, amethyst, and what is Freya likes? The tar, the sap. The sap with the mosquitoes. Amber. Yeah, amber. The sap. The petrified sap. Yeah, amber. So, and I sealed it up. I put it on my desk here to keep me calm. Oh, and I sealed it with wax, white wax that I've been burning since Yule started. So like the end of that candle came. I have the tall one. I don't know how to dispose of that because I want to do something special with it. I'm not sure what to do with it. But I have a second short one, and that one burned all the way down, and I pulled out the wax and I saved it to do other rituals with. So I sealed it with that. So
good.
Anyway,
well, next week, you guys, a week from today is Imbolc, and we are going to celebrate together. So
yeah. So I'm going to have a bonfire. I'm going to burn my Yule decorations. I'm going to dry out some more citrus to decorate the house with, but new citrus, you know, fresh oranges, fresh lemons. We're gonna
bless some seeds.
We're gonna set some candles on fire.
Yep.
So hopefully we won't burn the house down again.
We never did. Fun. That never occurred. Very glad that I have convinced you also to be a fire hazard witch. You definitely need a shirt that says that.
So your exes are still keep coming, the same ones or new ones?
New ones. I mean,
oh my gosh. Okay.
I've been isolating through this COVID peak, but I'm done. Fuck it. Can't. There's a balance between my brain and my health, brain health and my body health.
Yeah. Well, we've all recently tested and we're all negative. So Scott actually has a procedure this week, and so we had to test, and Catherine and I tested over the weekend. So anyway, go ahead. X's.
Yeah,
different ones.
I've been sending out the thirst traps on Snapchat.
Stop. Oops.
Yeah. But like, seriously, okay, so I think I've told this story before, that there's this guy who picked me up at a party or at an event. And I totally knew like what was happening, that he was picking me up, and I was like, yeah, fine, I'm down for this. And then we're at his apartment, And he goes, this is a one-time thing.
Okay.
And that was 5 years ago. And I have used every chance I can to try to prove him wrong. Right. And I've won 3 times.
Alrighty.
But he was like trying to invite me over. And I was like, who? What? Okay.
So you gave in? No, that you gave in.
I told him. No, I mean, yes. I told him yes after I start seeing people again once the numbers are looking better.
Yeah. There we go. Now you got to remember to message him after Mercury is no longer in retrograde.
Right. Once Mercury is no longer in Gatorade.
All right. We did content. We did a funny activity. We're packing for, I already packed for Florida. We don't go for 3 more weeks. My fucking bags are packed, motherfuckers.
All right, question.
Yes.
I haven't even asked Shannon about this yet, you guys. Should I, 3 weeks after we go again?
Yes.
Why?
Why not?
Business, people being annoyed.
I was going to. Isn't that spring break?
No. 3 weeks later is the week before spring break. I can get my parents decided they needed a break and they want to rent a condo. They want to rent a condo in Cocoa Beach. And the only options are a studio or a 3-bedroom. Mm. So their thought process is if they can get me to come down, then getting the 3-bedroom is worth it.
I think you should do it. You can work from Cocoa Beach if you really want to.
I would still miss Tuesday. I still miss my travel day.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think you should do it if you think it's not going to cause you a tremendous amount of anxiety.
I was trying to purchase the ticket and it was causing me anxiety and I couldn't figure out why. Mm-hmm. So I didn't purchase the ticket because I need to figure out what is causing me anxiety.
Yeah.
Although Candy and Brian are driving for this trip. And so I said to Brian, can I borrow your car and go to Stewart? And my dad was like, I don't see why not. To visit
Patrick. There we go.
And I said, we could order carry out and watch some documentaries. And he was like, that's great. I also told him he needs to quit his job and do nothing for a year except for smoke weed and jerk off. And that is literally what I said to him.
That sounds divine.
I think he should quit his job and then sit on his couch for 365 days and do nothing.
Mm-hmm. He's got a nice little nest egg, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't do anything, correct?
He works 90 hours a week.
Yeah. I think he should travel. Fucking go backpacking for a year.
He should do whatever the fuck he wants to do is really what it is.
Eat, pray, live a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Go meet some Indonesian lady boys. Have a good time.
Yeah, that's right.
I think if it's not going to cause you anxiety, I think you should go.
I mean, I'm really truly just banking on numbers going down without having any proof that that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen, but
you know what?
I have my KN95s. I am boosted and just do the best we can.
My brother and his wife just went to Disney World during a peak pandemic. It's fine. It's fucking fine.
Fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Except I heard they were closing Florida to everyone from Michigan, New York, and where else?
Illinois. Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me bitch about that since now brought it up. This guy that I worked with at Kilimanjaro Safaris posted this on Facebook and it was like a repost from somewhere else. And it had the picture of like, welcome to Florida. And it says, Florida is issuing a stay at home order for the states of New York, Michigan, and Illinois. And I was like, is this because of drivers? And I was like, that doesn't even make sense. Cause they're like the bad drivers are literally from everywhere. you know, like I, as a former Central Floridian, was trying to figure out why are they wanting to ban these states?
Yeah, they're all snowbirds. They're all potentially bad drivers, like fucking Illinois drivers, like notoriously bad.
Yeah,
I'm trying a lot of people migrate from Michigan to New York to Florida. Yeah.
So I click on the original post to see what the comments are, because it's all laugh reacts, and everybody is just being like, yeah, fuck those blue states. You guys forgot to include California. And like, they're just going on and on and on being like, fuck liberals. We don't want you here. Those of you who moved here from those states, don't forget why you came here. And it wasn't to vote for Dems. We don't want those Democrat assholes visiting us. And I was like, what the?
Oh my God. What
the fuck?
Did everyone in Florida forget that they are actually all immigrants from those states? Because everyone I know who lives in Florida is a transplant from one of those states.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah. I mean, well, that was what the one guy was saying. Don't forget why you came here. I'm pretty sure it was for the warm weather.
Yeah, it wasn't to get away from liberals, asshole. It was because of the warm weather.
Because if you wanted to go away from liberals, there are way cheaper places to live than Florida.
Yes. Like Jamaica.
Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama.
You can buy a nice house for $50,000.
A lot of rich people are retiring to Alabama, Mississippi now.
Because you can buy fucking mansions for $100,000.
$100,000. Yeah.
Your $100,000 mansion.
Yeah. I should tell Scott that's what we need. We need a vacation home in Alabama. We'll buy a $50,000, 2,000 square foot home.
That's right. So I was just horrified because, I mean, you know, as much as I love to shit on conservatives, I don't actually want everybody to not get along. Right. Like as much as I make fun of them on the podcast, right. No,
it seems like it's so hostile. It's like, why are you so hostile? Like what the fuck happened in your life to be just that hostile to other people, period.
Right.
Like that level of hostility, I just don't even understand. I can't even comprehend it.
Me neither.
It's just mind boggling. And I don't want to be around people like that.
Me neither.
There's exactly two conservatives in my Facebook feed now. And it's literally only because they have proven to me that they are intelligent conservatives who are able to have constructive conversations and listen and understand to both sides.
Right.
And same with me. Like I can listen to them and empathize, and they can listen to me and empathize.
Mm-hmm. I was just shocked. And I know I'm sound like I am a liberal who's being offended by what they said, that I'm being butthurt, but I'm like, I just am aghast, you know, like I'm not offended.
It's unnecessary.
I'm just, yeah. Like, why?
Who pissed why in your Cheerios?
Right. Why would you be like this when you could just not?
Yeah, exactly. Why are you like this when you could just be not?
So I posted on it and I said, sorry, I'm coming in 3 weeks and you can't stop me.
Right.
Fuck off, Michael.
Yeah. When you posted it, I was like, well, he must be wrong. DeSantis will never shut that state down no matter what.
No, that was not what he was saying.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, and that's the other thing. You think that Florida would do well if you actually stopped people from Michigan, New York, and Illinois from coming? Your state would die.
Yeah.
Your state would crumble without the northern implants who go there.
Yep.
Half of Florida's presidents are former Michiganders.
Mm-hmm. That's why we call it the season. All the snowbirds are down.
That's right.
All the Michigan plates flood the states.
Michigan plates flood the state.
So I can't wait to start. I'm traveling a ton this winter and spring. I have a trip booked every month between now and May. Actually, two trips in April and two trips in March, I think.
Good for you. Good for her.
Nothing this month. We got Florida in 3 weeks in February. In March, at the very end of March. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, we got spring break in New York City. Not that that's going to be a tropical destination, but it was cheaper to fly to New York as a family than to rent an Airbnb for 4 days in Michigan. And that's the excuse I gave my husband. Never mind the fact that I'm spending four times as much in New York City because now I have to stay in a hotel there.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point.
Beside the point.
That wasn't the argument I presented, and that wasn't the argument he fell for.
Good.
And then in April, I have a work conference. And then the next weekend, I'm all by myself. I'm running off to San Diego to spend the weekend with Ben for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then in May, we are going to Disney as a family for spring break part two. It was so expensive to fly to Florida for spring break. Like, Meg, I've never seen prices like that.
I know.
Ever. I go to Florida all the time. I've never seen flight prices to Florida like that.
Guess what my flight prices to Florida would be if I took the cheapest flight the weekend I'm going.
At $400.
No, $96.
Oh, there we go. $96.
If I flew the shittiest Spirit flights, it would be a $96 flight to Florida.
That's what I paid round trip for us to go to Disney in May. I think it was $98 round trip on Spirit.
You're doing
fucking a ridiculous
trip on Spirit.
Yeah.
I made a face. My face Maggie said, made that's a choice you made.
Maggie made a face. We did. We went to San Diego. We went to LA and San Diego and Spirit as a family too.
Hmm.
So we, that trip, we checked one family bag. This trip to Disney, we're checking two bags. Like, the girls will share a bag and Scott and I will share a bag. So
I think I'm gonna fly Delta anyway and not the $96 Spirit flight. The Delta ones are low 300s, but I'm gonna use points. I'm gonna use miles.
Yeah.
I have like almost 90,000 miles.
Yeah, use them if you want to. I'm saving my Delta miles for when we go to Europe in a few years. So
I was saving mine for Vegas, and it's not even going to be that much.
Yeah.
I already checked the Vegas ones for miles. It's like also 30,000 miles for it. Yeah. I will use this trip and that trip and still have another trip left worth of miles.
There we go. Oop, there it is.
So why do I even need to be stressing? It's good. Yeah. But I'm using miles to pay for Vegas.
Like you should. Thanks. Or like you want, however you want.
Whatever I get to whatever do, I want to do. It's my birthday. 40th birthday. Woo!
I can't believe it's already the end of January.
Yeah, I don't want to pay rent again. I was like, ugh, I haven't really made that much money this month. This week should be the week of finals where I'm working all the time. And I'm not. Nothing is happening because they didn't do finals again.
Mm, they skipped finals this term.
I'm shocked by that.
Anina's doing finals.
Since they've been in-person school. Nope, Dexter just decided, no, we're not doing finals.
You know what? Good for them.
No. I mean, okay.
Good for the students. Bad for Maggie's business.
Yes. Also, I actually feel really fucking bad for the kids who are seniors right now.
Mm-hmm.
They've not done finals in 3 years.
Aw, that's
they're gonna go to college and not know how to do finals.
Well, I guess I'll be calling you back.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so.
God, I want these trash pandas so bad.
Aw, honey.
The wands are roasted marshmallows on sticks.
Good.
And the cups are soda cans. And the swords are sporks. That's and cute. The pentacles is a D20. That's okay, well, charming as AF.
It's very charming. It's very charming. I know you want them.
I don't want to spend $50. I'd even spend 40, but like 50, come on.
Just seems like too much.
It seems like too much, even with the appropriately themed tarot cloth.
It comes with a cloth?
Yeah, a 20,000 add-on renew reward, a tarot cloth to pair with your Trash Panda deck.
That's adorable.
Did you miss it? Here, let me show it to you.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Can you see that?
Oh, that's cute.
Let me zoom in. Ah! I zoomed too hard. Look at that.
That's cute.
You got each of the symbols on the corners, a random banana, like a little paw print in the center with the moons. Isn't that cute?
Yes, it's very cute. It is the most cute. I get why you want it.
I don't need it. So cute, though.
It is so cute.
Turn it off and forget that you ever saw it, Shannon.
Yep, erase it from your memory.
Erased from existence.
I don't remember what I was going to say. Oh, I was going to say, speaking of my business, we went to the ice festival.
Yes, we did. We talked about that last episode, and we actually
and the one before it. We talked about it the past two episodes because I was very excited.
We went to it. It was delightful.
I loved it. My owl.
Is it still there? When do they take him away?
They take them away when they start to lose their integrity, but I haven't gone into the office the last 2 days because I worked 1 hour today and 1 hour yesterday. Mm. And I was like, why would I put on pants and drive for this?
Do this to me every morning. Why am I putting on pants and walking you to the bus stop? Go by yourself, child.
Yeah. Your child needs to learn.
I don't have to go to school. You do. I work from home.
That's right.
Yeah, it was delightful. Your owl was adorable.
I know that it's not a contest, but I keep saying mine won.
There is a cute florist one that was inspired by the Beauty and the Beast rose in mm-hmm. the glass tomb. There was a very concerned looking Grogu. They tried real hard with those wrinkles in that ice, but it did not.
And he just looked like he was
he looked like constipated, worried, concerned.
Poor baby.
Yeah. They probably should have gone with a more like cartoonish version of him than a, you know, like a Funko Pop version of him over something realistic.
Yeah.
They were doing a Camaro while we were there.
That was really cool, right?
Yeah, and that Jester one was fun. You could put your face in it.
Yeah, they had like a face in hole for that one.
So those are our favorites. We did grab a bite to eat in a restaurant afterwards.
How was that? Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah. I mean, when we go out to eat, we keep our mask on literally until our food comes. So, but the restaurant was a little full. But we weren't sitting on top of someone else. So that was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You came out and my friend Danielle came out with her husband, Dan.
Yeah. Dan and Danielle.
You know, isn't that cute?
Like if they were a power couple name, it would still be like Danielle. Because it's like Daniel and Danielle.
I think that
Didi,
they would do something like two Dans,
right?
Two Dan, like something like that is what you know, if they were like a famous power couple, mm-hmm. that's what would happen.
D squared.
Yeah, something like that. Yes. Yes. There it is. D squared. How about some white guys we hate?
White guys we hate.
Tucker fucking Carlson. Did you see what he did this week with the M&Ms? Have you seen this?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Let me Google it real quick.
So the M&Ms did a redesign. So green M&M, instead of wearing fuck me boots, is now wearing sneakers.
Uh-huh.
And brown M&M now has shorter heels. And Tucker Carlson lost his goddamn mind about the woke mob ruining M&Ms.
The brown M&M wore heels?
Yeah, brown M&M is a girl.
Oh, she does seem to be female gendered by the looks of her eyes.
So he lost his fucking mind about, oh, and then, you know, like, orange M&M, we're going to see more of his anxiety and that's going to be more of a thing. And M&M's was like, we want a world where everyone feels comfortable to be themselves. And people have been losing their fucking minds being like, fuck you, I'm never eating M&M's again.
Good. I don't want your money, you fucking racist bigots. Oh, let me show you how M&M's is crying over your lost 60 cents, motherfuckers.
Me dabbing my eyes with my money.
They're dabbing their eyes with their money.
So this made me tweet one of the best things I have ever tweeted, and I'm so proud of it. I'm so sad that I don't have enough followers for things to go viral. Are we ready?
Yes.
I hope Tucker Carlson knows he can still fuck M&Ms however he was doing that, because the ones you buy in the stores aren't actually wearing shoes. I came up with this. This was one of those, like, I'm like asleep, like, or like eyes closed, lights out. Like,
people die all the time. It's one of those moments, wasn't it?
But no, I woke up from like almost asleep and I was like, he can fuck them anyway because they don't wear shoes. I think that's one of the most brilliant things I've ever said.
Aw, M&Ms. Did my shoes really break the internet? Tucker Carlson has a strange fetish for sexy female chocolate M&Ms. He needs help. That was John Cooper. He looks like a senator. They just gave her lower pumps?
Yeah, brown wore lower pumps. And green
looks like she had stilettos on before and now she has sensible pumps on.
Right.
And fuck off.
And then on the fetish
website, no. Mars has relented and will now add a Tucker Carlson M&M. They are all white, extra bitter, and will melt down when mixed with multicolored M&Ms.
All right, so on the fetish website, I wrote, the amount of time I have spent wondering if Tucker Carlson has a shoe fetish or just wants to fuck M&Ms is way too much time. The jokes write themselves, people.
Oh my God, people are just laying into him now, too.
Because it's an insane thing to rant about.
Yes. Who
gives a fuck?
Correct.
How many times in your childhood did characters go through a rebrand, right?
Like
the Cinnamon Toast Crunch guys and the Snap Crackle Pop. They update them, they change them every once in a while. It is a thing.
Yeah.
Nobody loses their minds about it. And then M&M's thing is about like they want to be inclusive and have a world where everyone feels like they belong.
I mean, I stopped wearing high heeled boots a few years ago and replaced them with tennis sneakers.
Yeah.
Like, I have way more sneakers today than I did 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I hate.
White men we hate.
We're on such a rant that I forgot. It was just like, I hate white men.
We hate Tucker Carlson.
Sorry to the three white guys that listen to us.
I mean, it's fine because I was talking to Danielle today and she said, hashtag yes, all men. And I was like, here's the thing. Like 80% or more of men have just blatant misogyny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even talking about the more subtle stuff. Just like blatantly thinks that their wife should always cook for them. Blatantly thinks that like they don't have to participate in anything. Blatantly think that things that are considered women's work absolutely should be paid less. That women choose to have pregnancies on their own. Like this, Danielle was actually talking, she works in the breast care center and like periods are getting so young that they actually had to change the form. And this husband of a patient said that the girls should stop having their periods, choosing to have their periods so young. Because they shouldn't be in such a hurry to grow up. Yeah.
I'm leaving the silences in those parts.
Yeah, they belong there. So like, if you, as one of the three white men who listens, don't realize that all of these things are fucking problems, then you are a part of the yes, all men also.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not, I mean, the same thing as Britney Spears and Jamie Lynn Spears. If you are not diligently fighting for us, then you're against us.
Mm-hmm. I tried to talk to my friend Jason is very supportive of women. And I called him a feminist and he flipped the fuck out. And I was like, but Jason, you are. I'm like, if these are the things you believe in, that makes you a feminist. And that's a good thing. That's a great thing for you, a hetero cisgendered middle-aged white man to be. And he like, he wouldn't hear it. And I'm like, you don't have to be Gloria Steinem with your pussy hat on and raising your fist to the air to be called a feminist. Like just the fact that you support women's rights to be a fully fledged human being makes you a feminist.
And the feminist should be the normal thing.
Yes.
And that should be the normal thing that everybody is. And the opposite of being feminist should be shamed and be considered a bad thing.
Yeah. There's too much misogyny still in the world. I see it's all the
just pervasive.
The updates, especially in Black culture too. Like I see all, you know, the updates and what, you know, all the memes and stuff from Kelly and the misogyny is a huge problem in Black culture as well.
Dude, when I see some of the things that the men respond to on her posts, I'm like, this is not for me to touch, but also what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, same. So. Like, oh, I have feelings, but I'm a white lady, so I'm just going to keep my feelings off this page and let the Black ladies take care of this motherfucker.
These feelings to myself.
Because they're going to take care of him. I'm just going to sit here and eat my popcorn.
Kelly does have a great crew, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Women's
crew is great. Yeah. Ah, man. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
I feel like we've been chatting for a little bit.
We have been.
I'm excited. I don't think there was anything else. I mean, I've just been living life. Keep on keeping on.
I've been having anxiety and not doing anything.
Krupa, Andrea, and Krupa's boyfriend Charles over on Saturday. That was delightful.
Good.
We had pizza and drank and played Cards Against Disney.
Nice.
So everyone left by 10. It was amazing. I was like, I love adulting. Here by 6, gone by 10. I still have a tent in my living room that I need to take down. My house is kind of clean. The kitchen's put back together.
Mm-hmm.
I just, and it's like the front door area is clear. and the big couch area is clear. I just have to take care of this pocket of junk sock going through the middle of the room, my desk, and then like where I've been rotating things to an area to take care of.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Internet thing of the week.
Internet thing of the week. That's not related to white guys we hate.
Last time I went to urgent care, I checked off excessive crying on the symptom list, and the nurse got really confused and told me that was for babies.
Oh,
I giggled so hard at that.
I love it.
Told me that was for babies.
That's so, yes.
I sent this. This one was specifically for my brother. I'm getting a PhD, so when I get something in the mail that I've purchased, I can say, ah, just what the doctor ordered every single time until I die. Mm-hmm. And I sent that to Joseph and I said, this tweet just convinced you to get a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
He would?
Oh, he would. He would do that.
I'm so happy.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Just what the doctor ordered.
But you can put Dr. Mayville on your shit at that point.
All right, I think that's all I've got. I don't have a lot of other good ones. Like everything else is like memes and pictures. I don't have any other good ones for reading. So I did find this dick wine charm on my floor.
Are you going to give it to you? Did you send a picture to my daughter and say it's your first dick pic?
I have no idea where it came from. It just came out of nowhere. A dick wine charm just fell out of the sky into my room. I have no idea.
I don't have any funny memes saved recently. Oh, other than that When We Were Young tour flyer was going around a lot. And it was paired with, and that is how we got the Emo-Rucron variant.
Mm-hmm.
The Emo-Cron variant.
That sounds like Emo Fire Festival.
Yeah.
It sounds like they have no fucking idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
That was all going to be on one day.
What?
Yeah. And they lots of people complained, so we'll make it 2 days. I was like, you have no fucking idea what you're doing.
This isn't a 4-day festival. It looks like a 4-day festival. I mean, I know those are all really important bands to like people between my age and your age, but I honestly don't even recognize half the names. Oh yeah. Saturday, October 22nd, Las Vegas Festival Fairgrounds.
One day.
What do they have? 12 stages?
That is Emo Fire Festival.
They would literally have to have 6 to 8 stages to handle all that.
Yeah. I'm not going to that shit.
I mean, you could do 10 to 12 bands a stage, but that's starting at noon and ending at midnight.
I found another internet thing of the week.
Okay.
All right. It is from The Mummy, right? Brendan Fraser and What's-Her-Face talking.
Yes.
She says, let's role play. And he says, okay, I'll be American healthcare. And she goes, I don't want to be fucked that hard.
Love it.
I know. It's great. All right, y'all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Podbean to listen to us. Tell your friends. Be like, these bitches are crazy. Give us reviews. Be like, they just sang off key for 20 minutes. I hated it. 5 stars. Do you have a potential review idea for them?
No, I'm good.
You don't? Come on. Let's see.
They do the same bits over and over again for 10 years. 5 stars.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We do the same bits over and over again for 10 years. All right, so you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie @BrainofMaggie.
And I'm Shannon @Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 305 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye. Bye.
Ne he he ne he he ne he he.